Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is about you, Y-O-U, and me, and us, and them. See, I'm using all the correct pronouns. I want to be woke when I grow up. I want to be woke when I'm awoke. When I'm awake, I want to be woke. Got it, Jay? I want to be woke when I'm awake. Do you think you're woke? What is it? It sounds like there's got to be a joke in there someplace.
It's one of those things where it has a good meaning behind it, but so many people have put such a negative connotation against it. Kind of like with the whole Karen thing as well. It's not the same. I'm not saying that they're the same. Just the sense of one meaning rolled into like everything encompassed. And if it makes people uncomfortable, people get upset about it. And that's kind of ridiculous.
The whole thing is seemingly ridiculous, but who knows?
Acknowledging if somebody wants to use certain pronouns or be acknowledged for who they feel they are, I don't think that's being so upset about how people.
Okay, so here's another read. All right, I got it. I hear what you're saying. The other side of it is there's almost an expectation that people will disrespect who you are. And is that the case? I don't see any examples. Oh, well, I guess there may be some MAGA gagas out there, but.
Why is that so fun to say? Because it really
what, Magaga?
Magaga.
Magaga. It's actually
Magaga.
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 Sounds like something my grandson is learning how to say. He's getting so noisy. He's got something to say about everything.
Lord.
He looks at something. He feels something. Brendan said to me last night, I was on the phone with him, and it was just like, yep, yep, boom, ba-da, boom, ba-da, boom. Yahoo! It's a lot of fun. I don't remember.
That is so sweet.
Do you remember the first time that Mac, your almost three-year-old, had anything to say?
Not of
words.
Course.
I'm talking about just noise.
He's actually going to be two and a half coming month. And we had an interesting situation with him. He started talking relatively soon, and he was saying a lot of things, and then he got sick. And he had strep throat and impetigo and scarlet fever, and he stopped talking. Just didn't even babble or anything for a good 3 months, maybe.
Really?
And then when he started talking again, it was kind of like he fell behind a little bit with speech, but he's getting back up there again.
Good. All right, there it is. A word to the wise, literally, is sufficient. It doesn't have to be a word. Although here we have gaslighting. I saw this and wanted to make not a big deal out of it, but it's a rather interesting reality. You look at Merriam-Webster's new dictionary, and they reflect back on this year so that they come up with a word of the year every year. And this year, it's gaslighting. I saw somebody on a news program last night. This is like the local news show that's supposed to be local news. This is about as much local. It would be local news if you were in the community where Merriam-Webster is published. But anyway, it is an interesting word. It's an interesting reality. And the reason that I did what I said what I did and thought as I did about woke is that's another one of the words that was up for consideration. But gaslighting took the prize.
Gaslighting is the winner. I was surprised on the top 10 words and terms from 2022, Queen Consort was on it.
Yeah, that's, every time I think of her and I think of the Queen Consort, So here are the top 10 words and terms according to Merriam-Webster from this past year. That number. Are we going to sing these? What are we doing? Jingle bell, Queen Consort. So Queen Consort is number 10. Raid, is number 9. What does that mean? Raid, like raid the refrigerator?
I thought of it as like a police raid.
But why? That thing is used commonly.
What I was wondering. So Queen Consort, yes, we've been hearing about that a lot with the death of Queen Elizabeth II and Queen Consort Camilla and the Queen Mother, Queen Elizabeth's mom, who was Queen Consort Elizabeth. So, yeah, Raid, I don't recall hearing that one very often.
No, I don't either. All right, so number eight is loamy. Now, to me, as a farmer, loamy means the has something to do with the quality of the soil. If it's rich and loamy, then it doesn't have much sand in it, doesn't have rocks in it. It's just good dirt. But I don't know if that's what we ought to look up. And then, do we have
Do you have an OG?
A dictionary.
Hard copy?
Wait a minute. I have a hard copy in here somewhere, but I don't know how to put my fingers on it. Yeah, I have a couple of, I have a Funkin' Wagnalls, and I have a Merriam-Webster, and I have a couple of others as well, as a matter of fact. I've always loved dictionaries. I have a Roget's Thesaurus here. At any rate, all right, that may be something. Okay, hold on. Hold the phone. I've got an idea.
This I want to really expand. Need to, like, actually live stream video and see you running around the
right.
room looking for
I want to know that there is, in terms of what we're using or how we're using the word, that we're using it correctly. So in terms of loamy, L-O-A-M-Y, this is the old way. This is how we used to do it when I was teaching school, boys and girls. This is how you used to do it, most of you, when you were in school. But maybe you look it up. There's probably a dictionary in your iPhone, right? There's probably an app. That's a dictionary app.
There's a dictionary, a thesaurus app. You can just go online. I mean, you don't even need an app for things anymore. You can just straight up go online on your phone.
All right. Okay, so there is nothing in the Funk and Wagnalls between loafing and loan. So I lose on that one. I'm figuring you're looking this up. We're probably spending way too much time on this. But I'm trying to figure out sentient. That's a word I found myself using a lot more. Have you?
No.
Is that word? No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. LGBTQIA. Huh? That's a word? It's a term.
It's in the phrases.
Yeah. Codify, Omicron, oligarch, and the number one, gaslight is number one, cancel culture is number two. All right? And that's, wow, I think it'd be interesting to be teaching English these days rather than when I did in the 70s, 60s and 70s, right? Merriam-Webster chooses the word of the year based on data that they find, with the data of how many people look this up. That must be how else. You don't know how many people are reading the dictionary. And do they even have a dictionary? All right. There's a lot of questions that we're coming up with here. And not some answers. And so we're going to have a couple of moments for you to think about some of this stuff while we have a couple of great commercials. And then there'll be answers to all of our questions. Here's a word. O'Reilly, that's a proper noun used to refer to an auto parts store. That's me giving the definition of O-O-O O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts very quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. You can pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you if you can't get your butt out of the car. That's not good for you, though, because then you'll increase your body mass index, and you don't want to do that. So get out of your car and go into the store. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door, free shipping if you're spending more than $35. Bingo, it gets delivered. Get your order quickly at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit them today, O'ReillyAuto.com.
Paid for by GovNint.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks.
guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, 17 at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, November 30th, last day of the 11th month of 2022, and we're going through the Merriam-Webster words of the year, and raid has to do with, as I looked it up, with what happened at Mar-a-Lago. That's why it became such a popular word. So how about that for interesting? LGBTQIA. I want to put that to music in some way, shape, or form. Not to be disrespectful. I just think it sounds like it ought to be like Beachwood 82350 or whatever that song was. So, LGBTQIA. I got lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning. And then Jay told me that IA stood for intersex and asexual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... when does that get used? That doesn't get used in a sentence, doesn't that? It's sort of a standalone, isn't it?
For the I and the A, or the entire acronym?
I think the entire acronym stands by itself, does it not? I mean, it's become, it's overused in some ways with the, there's a, the reference to the community, whatever that, I mean, I think that's an overused word, the black community, the, I never hear it used with the white community, but I guess there, you could use it with white community or with the Jewish community, or you can use it with the Italian
community. Or the exact vicinity.
Say again?
Or the community in the sense of your exact vicinity, like your neighbors.
Yeah, that's how I'd use it. Mm-hmm. I don't use it to apply to groups. So anyway, it's interesting, though, if you look this up, it sends you to gaycenter.org. And then defines all of the things that were defined, like the definition of lesbian, the definition of gay, bisexual, the definition of transgender, which is, according to them, an umbrella term for people who use gender identity and or gender expression. Okay. So does it sound like it's a generational thing? To a point. Or maybe
probably.
It's just, yeah. Oligarch. That's something that's been used with reference to all the Russians, right?
Yes, it's hard to believe. It feels like Russia invaded Ukraine 3 years ago, yet maybe 3 months ago. It's weird like, how time has been working out, but it's just only been since February. In a couple months, it'll be the one-year mark.
Yep, right, exactly. And they're kicking. The Russians are still with all of these atrocities. Ay, ay, ay. And the Ukrainians are kicking their butt. So there you go. All's right with the world in part. They are 21 after the hour.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, let's get into a 23 after the hour. Or get keep in it. We're into I'm so stuck on these definitions. I just said to Jay, I went to Bill Maher's site. We'll talk about the things that he includes in his new rules segment. There ought to be a rule against some of these words, maybe. Come up with that. Anyway, we're having some fun with that. But right now it's time for us to focus on social media, the trending stories, which include something from Pink. Pink, the singer, I think there's something about her that's always been appealing to me. Her strong voice, she exudes strength and character. So we're going to talk about what it is that's dropping right now with regard to Ms. Pink after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer?
Jay, do you have the same opinion about Pink as I do?
I love her. I think she's absolutely fantastic.
Yep. She's inspired a lot of people in a lot of ways. I don't know how she got her name. I don't think I ever asked that question. I know that there's something, you immediately know who she is, but she's a great exerciser, and she's proud, and when she's on stage, she kind of shows off. Is that sound like a sexual thing?
No, she does incredible things. I mean, she is an athlete when you think about it. She has these ribbon dancing coming down from the ceiling, and I can't remember which award show, but she scaled a building. She danced on the side of a building while singing. That was phenomenal.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, she's told she's purchased a $5,000 abstract painting from Art by Chimps, the first ever exhibit of art by chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was curious, and her heart was warmed to learn that the chimps find painting therapeutic like humans do.
That's fascinating.
It is fascinating, actually. Yeah. And so where is she going to hang this in her home, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, probably. Very likely. She, $5,000, fell in love with this art. And the piece is called Art by Patty and Kramer. Patty and Kramer are the names of the chimpanzees. And it's actually really cool. It's very kind of like black, whites, and grays with these pops of colors of pink and a light blue. Mm-hmm. And it's just the like super abstract where you see and you're like, oh, most people would see it and be like, oh, a 5-year-old could have painted this. And but it's so cool. So many people have this kind of artwork in their homes. And
well, it's just different. It becomes a conversation piece as much as anything else. But did you know that's the kind of thing? Did you? Who knew that chimpanzees, you know, there are a lot of people that don't even think that they are as they are, as conscious as they are, as human-like as they are. And there's not a lot of respect with some people who think that, you know, is the only thing they can think is a human being. That's not true at all. So it benefits in Fort Pierce, Save the Chimp Sanctuary. Good. All right. That's the pink story, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As eccentric as this may sound, and heaven forbid that I should ever be called eccentric, our pets know when we are not feeling well, even before we do. Even when our pets may not be close with certain family members, when those family members are not feeling well, somehow our pets know and hang around that person. For example, my grandfather, who was not an animal lover and thought perhaps I needed psychiatric help, became very ill towards the end. And towards that end, the dogs and cats living at my mom's house that had never spent any time near him until the day before he died, that evening, they actually slept in his room. The bonds they build with special needs children and adults, the bond between seniors and the senior pets, all of this is in their ability to read us, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and anticipating our needs before we even know what those needs are. I hear this all the time, how the dog or cat will not leave my side when I'm not feeling well, or how they'll go into a room a day or two before someone passes on. They know. Watch your dog or cat carefully. They understand what we don't. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimp. Inflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and the U.S. economy. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said those House lawmakers will aim to pass legislation Wednesday. Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005, he blamed for the death of his younger brother, was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bonterra for killing Officer William McEntee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
So this is Christmas.
Christmas is coming. Yes, it is. When Christmas, so 4 weeks from, no, 3 weeks from this Sunday, right? Is Christmas?
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's really coming up.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to Israel on the 16th, which is, what, 3 weeks from, no, 2 weeks from Friday. Right. Unga bunga. All right, so let's get back to the discussions here. I've gotten myself really bogged down in terminology and things that are being said, so I want to, I'm not going to go back to the list, but I am kind of interested in, for those of you who just joined us, we have prepared a list of all of the, what do I do with it? The words that Merriam-Webster say are new and improved, if you will, this year. Yeah, exactly. And so I was thinking about the segment on Bill Maher's program called New Rules. And it really basically, he's always talking about branding things and how things don't make sense. He also, in this new rules segment, takes shots. He's an equal opportunity shot taker. He takes a shot at the Republicans. He takes a shot at the Democrats. He takes a shot at the ACLU, MTV, Tucker Carlson, the Rolling Stone in this last Friday's program, and Playboy magazine. he takes aim at everything, but it's all about words and phrases. That's what brought me around to it. Not necessarily do I agree or disagree. You don't have to. It's just an interesting segment that deals with words and terms. And when you get right down to brass tacks, that's what we all deal with. That's what our language is about. That's what our speech is about. That's what our thinking is about. That's what our lives are about, aren't they? How do you have a life if you can't communicate in some way, shape, or form? And you can't communicate if you don't know words. And you don't know words if you don't spend time thinking about or just focusing on what sometimes you learn from other people, what they say, their thoughts, and that sort of thing from the words, from the tone. Did your mother ever say to you when you were growing up, Jay, I don't like that tone of voice? And then,
but I had a really horrible boss whom I would complain about to my mom, and she gave me the advice of, well, listen to the words, ignore the tone.
Huh. I like that.
And that was
I like
very
your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Listen to the words, ignore the tone. Yep. Okay. So I think that's something to sort of carry with us as we, I don't know, we've spent too much time overdoing it. Here's something else that's sort of related, though. The Intel technology, you know, that little doot-doot-doot-doot. All right, James, find the Intel little beep thing. How many of those, when you think about some of the sounds that come, like the Law & Order sounder, right? Remember the 24 sounder? There are these sounds. We hear them. They are like words.
Iconic, yeah.
Right. They stick with you. And the Intel little thing that's at the end of spots for various computers is the same thing. Some genius. It's almost like, remember Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Did you ever see that movie?
I never saw that one, no. I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
See that. Do, 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 do. Anyway, all right. What's the Intel thing sound like, James? That's it. Good job. So, Intel technology apparently has created the first real-time deep fake detection software. So you want to start translating this for me, Jay? This roots out the most sophisticated of impersonalization technology.
Mm-hmm.
So,
deepfakes, like sometimes when they are videos and it looks like an actual person giving a speech on something, saying certain things, but really it's a lot of times computer animated, or it's an actor and the face of this well-known person is kind of superimposed, and a lot of these look so real. And that's kind of one of the issues going around on the internet and social media, where it's not just people stating their opinions as facts or conspiracy theorists. It's things that look like they are genuinely real photographs, real videos, and they're not. It's just these people who have such incredible intelligence that could be using their powers for good instead of these deep fake stuff. But Intel has unveiled this real-time deep fake detector that has 96% accuracy rate. So if you buy into this, then if you're going around online or something and you come across something, it would flag it.
So if you have a computer, if you have a laptop, whatever it is that has Intel installed in it, this is automatic? Is that what happens when it automatically will detect?
I don't think it's automatic yet at this time, but it's something that could be, yeah. It's called the Fake Catcher, and it's a program.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
I think even people who don't have Intel on their computers, they might be able to buy into this, kind of like, what is the one antivirus software?
Mm-hmm.
McAfee, that one.
Yeah,
it's
McAfee.
Something that you can purchase as well.
Uh-huh. So there are a couple of examples of this. I'm looking at this Joe Rogan thing, for example. He's much more of a controversial personality and figure than he used to be. At one time he was just a comedian, right? But now he's a podcaster, commentator. Maybe you could say the same thing about Bill Maher. There are things that are said. Are they true? Are they not true? Is somebody trying to fake you out? That was the expression when I was a kid, and it sort of applies to this. Faking you out. That was the first way, you know, are you telling somebody the truth, or are you faking them out? It's used in sports as well. When you pass the football down the field, and you fake out the other team by looking like you're going to throw it in one direction, and it gets thrown in another direction. But, yeah, fake outs. This is about fake outs. Same thing. Deep fakes, fake outs, and fake news. This is, I think this, that's another term. I'm surprised maybe that was in an earlier Merriam-Webster consideration of the most popular.
Yeah, I feel like fake news was a couple years ago.
Went around a couple of years, right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So the deep fakers create a fake announcement. They do something fake. They record stuff. And in Rogan's case, they took his voice and created something, and you can do that by taking, there are lots of examples of this, somebody taking a speech or three or four, I remember this was done once, there was an Obama, somebody put together something, they even matched the words to the mouth, and it was all edited, it was all created, it was not what was said at all, but boy, you look at it and you listen to it, you think it's the real thing. That's how clever some of these people are and how good the technology is. So this Intel thing gets at the root of that technology with better technology. I guess that's, where does this stuff stop? How far do you go? There are people who are coming up with things. Elon Musk, did he say it or didn't he say it? You can see
question real videos, like, for instance, say politics and debates. And if you are not watching in real time on TV, then the debate in the video, sometimes you go back and you watch clips. Well, how do you know if certain clips are real if you're seeing it, just people sharing it or posting it? And we've already known that people will post things without doing research because sometimes things look really legitimate.
Yeah, they do. Right. And even when some people swear by Snopes. There's a bunch of fakers there, too. So,
I love Snopes.
Back to the question that always ails us, what really is the truth? Do we ever really know the truth? Are we really here? Is life real? Or is it just a figment? Is all this stuff
all
a figment?
Simulation.
All right, exactly, of our imagination. My son and I had a conversation last night about Elon Musk. I don't know how we got off onto it. We were talking... it was Twitter because he has used Twitter a little bit, but he likes Instagram more and he doesn't like Facebook at all. And so we were talking about Elon Musk and he said, Dad, because I referenced him starting PayPal. And Brennan said, he didn't start PayPal. He was there. There were three or four other people who really came up with the software and the idea. And because he comes from a very wealthy family, he bought into... I didn't know that. Did you know that? I didn't realize
yeah,
it came from a very
Tesla.
Wealthy family.
He didn't actually create Tesla.
Yeah, he didn't create Tesla either, right? That's what Brendan said. Yeah, he didn't create anything. So now I'm wondering about SpaceX. Where'd that come from? If he's not really, Brendan was contending he's not really that smart. And so if that's the case, who is it that's smart that came up with, I want to know about SpaceX.
Well, he's smart enough. I mean, if he's buying into these really great companies.
Right, smart enough to buy into the company, yeah.
Some intelligence.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so is this all, is it real? There was an old commercial, probably 10, maybe 15, maybe 20 years ago, that was touting the quality of 3M's Memorex tape. And the spot, basically, I think there was a recording of Aretha Franklin or something. Anyway, and the question put forth in the ad was, is it real or Memorex? And so, have you ever heard that? Probably not. I'm the only one here.
No, not the only one
who remembers that. Yeah, but it was the same kind of question. In reality, what is reality? And then there are lots of thinkers. I could have this conversation all day long with Uri Geller as to what's real and what isn't real. What you see, is it really? Is what you see real? Or is it something, there are those people who think that beings come here from out of this world. I remember Shatner it wasn't a podcast, I'm trying to think about it, it was a few years ago, talking about reality in the same way, because as Captain Kirk, he supposedly experienced all of the things, in the outer world, going from one galaxy to another, and the experience that they had with the Klingons or whoever else is out there. And then the question came up. He used to do a lot of public speaking and public appearances, and he kind of lead the audience with the thought of, is it real? Is any of this real? We couldn't be, you know, I'll go back to the moon landing in 1969. There were lots of people who came up with this, the theory that it was all fake, that it was staged on a, it was a sound stage in Arizona someplace, and that it wasn't real at all. That those guys never went to the moon. That we've never landed on the moon.
And there's the questions that people have asked of, well, why is it taking so long to get anybody back there?
Yeah, right. What's that all about? So it's this intel thing. And actually, the whole our whole hour has kind of been challenging whatever it is that we're thinking, whether it's the words, whether it's what we think, whether it's what we see. And I think that's healthy. Frankly, I think that, you know, you wonder when there's so many people who have such bad stuff to say about Trump, how much of it is real and how much of it is fakery? And he's always talking about fake news. Maybe he's not a good example. Maybe you come up with maybe somebody is a non-politician that might, you know, although there's so much of that in the news every day and we're here to talk about what's in the news, I limit my comments about Trump or some of the other things that are wrapped around him because I don't think it gets anywhere. But, you know, you just, when you think about it, there is the way people can be manipulated, especially now, by all of this stuff. It's mind-boggling. So know your truth. You're the one, you are the one who knows your own truth, and stick to it. That would be my advice at 48 after. This is Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
fast, no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen radio program with Jay Kirshner, Farm Food and Family Time now with our recall. Here we go, the recall of the day, the recall of 10 different types of Sabra hummus products produced by the Osem Food Manufacturing Company. Salmonella identified in one of the production lines. This will be good. So this recall directive issued for all the types and variations of Sabra hummus. I don't eat hummus. Do you eat hummus?
I love hummus.
Do you
love
really?
Hummus. Sabra's a big one, too.
Big name.
This one's everywhere. And I feel like the last couple food recalls were because of mislabeling, that there are typically allergens or something.
Yes.
It feels like it's been a while since we've had something like this, like salmonella.
Yeah. Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, all I use them all sort of intermingling the words or the terms, even though Listeria is the worst of them, in order of whether they're harmful or not. E. coli is a generic term. Salmonella sort of in the middle. When I say E. coli is a generic term for germs, there's a lot of E. coli, a lot of it everywhere. And Listeria is so difficult to get rid of. It's the hardest and maybe the most dangerous of, you know, because you can't get rid of it in reality. So what's happened is that anybody who's got any Sabra products, the stores have been ordered to remove them from their shelves. If you purchase them, don't consume them, obviously. That seems sophomoric to say, but hello, duh. There are a lot of people who, oh, well, I'm going to try it. Or maybe somebody will try to cook them to get rid of. Right, I can see that happening, can't you? Oh, let's cook this hummus and see if we can get rid of the germs that are in it. No, just bring it back to the store and get your money back. Sabra, S-A-B-R-A, hummus products. Do not eat. Bring them back. End of story. I remember, I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago, we were talking about that the group that let the minks out of the mink farm. Lion Farms in Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Van Wert County, that's the county that obviously the farm is in, sheriff's office said that the farmer who, not the farmer who was growing the mink, but a nearby farmer, the mink went in and attacked some of his livestock. Mink is very dangerous, kind of like feral cats. If you ever look at, my mother had the most disgusting mink cape, but women in that era wore, in the 40s and 50s and 60s, they wore these mink things. And the gross part of it is that their heads were still attached.
Ooh.
I mean, I remember that damn thing. It was the ugliest, and you could see their teeth. And it's just that they kill, minks kill chickens. They'll kill anything that's small. They move fast on the ground, kind of like ferrets, the same family. And so now this farmer whose chickens were attacked by the mink has sued the activists who let him go.
Oh, and
appropriate.
The farm. And the mink farm.
And the farm, too.
Yeah, she's holding the mink farm responsible for the damages that she's had on her farm. And she was already kind of considering this when her friends and neighbors had issues. But then when she realized, when she, you know, it hit close to home and her own chickens were victims of this.
Killed.
And so, yeah. So it's the activists and the mink farm itself.
Mm-hmm. I know, is that appropriate? The mink farm was doing the mink
that
farm didn't really
one
do
of
anything wrong.
Situations, yeah, because technically, whether or not you are for or against the use of fur and mink farms, the mink farm itself was a victim of this. But we'll see what the judge says.
So one of the members of this animal rights group, Animal Liberation Front, was sentenced back in 2013 to 2 years in prison after releasing about 5,000 mink from some other farms. Joseph Buddenberg. I kind of remember that. Isn't it interesting, the name? Animal Liberation Front. Doesn't that sound like something that you'd run into in the Middle East? The Palestinian Liberation Front?
When you think about this, they're trying to do something for these animals, and the animals they released killed and hurt other animals.
Right. So consequences.
If you can spray change it on it, we'll be back on the side of the farm's building.
Yeah, no. There are consequences to actions, and you need to live up to it. You know, this sounded like a good idea at the time. But now you see what the implications are, the ramifications are. So it'll be interesting to see this thing, is because I'm sure it's going to play out even more because more people are going to be involved in that suit. So there's another occurrence down on the farm. It's 59 past. This is Good Day.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.